Praised be Jesus and Mary. We celebrate today Saint Joseph, particularly as Joseph the worker, the father of the family over which God put him, the spouse of Our Lady and the foster father of Jesus, the provider for this holy family by means of the work of his hands. Now this feast came about motivated by the degradation, dehumanization of work by the communists in the 20th century. In response to that, in 1955, Pope Pius XII instituted the Feast of St. Joseph as a model of workers to remind all Christian workers that their work was supposed to be truly human, but not just that, not just human, but superhuman, supernatural as well. Our human work has a supernatural meaning. That's what St. Paul means when he tells us, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the collect, we spoke of the law of work. So as human beings, we are called to transform the world in which we live, to share in God's creative power. By means of this law of work, we are called not just to transform the world, but to transform ourselves, to by means of this work, to become more and more like our Creator himself. The work is supposed to transform the world, but also us. It's supposed to make us more and more like God, the Creator, the Ruler, the Governor of the world. And for that to happen, we have to, as St. Paul says, whatever we do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not enough for us just to do good, we have to do it well, as the saints tell us. We have to do what is good, but we have to do it well. We have to do it for the sole purpose of pleasing God, for the sole purpose of accomplishing God's will, for the sole purpose of accomplishing God's will in us as well. The good that we do, the work that we do on this earth, is truly good and perfect if we order it towards eternal life. If we make it merit eternal life for ourselves. If by transforming this earth, we also transform ourselves, and if by transforming the earth and ourselves, we make this place truly, the earth, we make it a place where salvation is possible and as easy as possible, we can say, so that it truly becomes a path towards eternal life, not an end in itself, but a path, an environment, a habitat for sanctifying ourselves, sanctifying our neighbors, and attaining that eternal life that God wants to give to all his children. Praised be Jesus and Mary.